News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, I had to dig that one out of the archives. Summertime, summertime, summertime. Some of y'all may remember that song. I have some guests in my studio who are looking at me blankly. They may never have heard this song. I think it's from the 1950s. Can you name the group? Guess who it is? I'm going to tell you. The Jamies. The famous Jamies, haven't you? They're all looking at me very blankly. My guests on the show this morning are friends from Santa Rosa County for the Santa Rosa County Update today. Sarah Whitfield is here. She is their marketing communications director, jack of all trades, I believe, in the communications side of the county. She has helped me so much this year in scheduling guests. She helps me keep my Frisky Friday scheduled, and we have all different folks coming in from all different aspects in the county, from trash to the parks and recreation to everything. So thank you, Sarah, for the ways you've helped me since I've been in this position. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you having us on so we can talk about all things Santa Rosa County.
There you go. And you've got some guests with you this morning. Tell us who your guests are.
Okay, we've got Brittany Ellers here. She's my assistant communications and media relations manager. And then we also have Sophie Swain with us. She is our college intern from LSU.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I'm a big-time Georgia Bulldog, so All my listeners know that. But I know we got some Tigers listening, so they'll probably love having you here, Sophie. So I guess, since it's summertime, I'll give you a pass this time. Now, in the fall, not so sure. So that's exciting. So you're interning this summer. Tell me a little bit about what that involves.
So I basically just do whatever Sarah tells me.
Like any good intern, whatever the boss says,
well,
right?
She's being very modest. Brittany and Mike have really been helping kind of lead her along. Mike would have been here today, but he had to be out. He's the other member of our team.
Uh-huh.
But she's been helping us with a lot of great stuff, helping us with videos and photos at events. She put together some great firework safety videos
nice.
That we used on Facebook over the weekend.
Very nice.
So she's been working really hard.
Well, I tell you what, when I was at the chamber, having the younger folks in, I've taught myself over the years to try to keep up. But God, these kids are just whiz kids when it comes
they
to
really
social
are.
Media and digital advertising. Really, it's great. You're going to be a real asset to the folks at Santa Rosa County for sure, Sophie.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah, so tell me, what is happening at Santa Rosa County?
So we actually have a lot going on. I didn't realize quite how much we had going on until I started putting together a list.
Right.
And one of the first things we wanted to talk about is our Movie in the Park series. It's been going on all summer, the second and fourth Friday of the month. This Friday, July 10th, at around sunset, we're going to have a movie in the parks at Benny Russell Park, which
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Spencerfield Road, West Spencerfield Road in Pace, and we are going to be showing the movie Inside Out, and it'll start sunset. But you can get there early. You can get there a little early because we're going to have some food trucks there. So come have dinner with your family before the movie starts.
Get a good spot.
It's going to be on a huge blow-up screen in the middle of the park. And we will also have free popcorn there and some water for those who don't want to purchase anything from the food trucks. Although we encourage you to do that because it's supporting a local small business in our community. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be back at Tiger Point Park. And I don't remember what movie we're showing then.
Okay. But that's okay because the first one, though, is this weekend, this Friday.
This Friday. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll be back at Tiger Point Park. And you can find all of the information. We keep the schedule of movies updated on our website, santarosa.fl.gov/movie-in-the-parks.
Oh, how fun. So you have one at the north end of the county, and then this will be the south end of the county.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. And we kind of did a trial run of this back in December and had some Christmas movies just to see kind of how it would go. And this is our summer trial run.
Uh-huh.
The first couple of ones we did, We said we were going to start at 6 o'clock. Well, guess what? The sun is still shining at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
We had to push that back because you couldn't see the movie.
Right.
And luckily, the Tiger Point one worked out because we were able to move it inside the community center since
Perfect.
It wasn't being rented. But, yeah, we've learned our lesson. We now say they start at sunset, mm-hmm. so that's dark enough to actually see the movie.
Okay. So, but you can get there early, and there's food trucks and things
yes,
like that, too.
Yes, we encourage you to get there early. Check out the park. Play on the playground if you've never been. If you get there early enough, Benny Russell Park, their splash pad is open until, I believe, 6 p.m.
So oh, nice.
You can let the kids run around in the water and then
Perfect.
Get dried off while they're eating some dinner, enjoy a movie, and
yeah.
then hopefully everyone's asleep and ready for you to go
right.
home.
Tucker them out
yeah.
just in time to get them home. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so mark your calendars now. So that's this Friday, and then what was the other date in Tiger Point?
That is, let's see. Whatever 2 weeks from now is,
two weeks.
I don't have to.
So not that we not next week during
not
the air show,
week,
but the week after.
But the
that.
Week after.
Okay,
July
yes.
July 24th.
It's there
July
you go, Brittany. Okay, so tell me what else is on the calendar and what's going on in Santa Rosa County.
Okay, I'm gonna let Brittany take this one. We have a tropical town hall coming up.
What?
Oh,
a what?
Yes. Yeah. So we're working.
Wait a minute. Town hall and tropical doesn't exactly go together in
sure
my
they
mind.
Do.
It's not as scary as it sounds, I think. Our emergency management team is working with partners at the Florida Department of Emergency Management and mm-hmm. the National Weather Service Mobile to put together a tropical town hall.
Oh, wow.
So this will be an event where people can come and they can talk to weather experts, emergency management experts, ask questions, learn about how to get prepared. And I think our National Weather Service partners are going to talk about kind of what we can expect for the rest of the hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
As we all are very aware,
yes.
the Gulf is really, really hot.
Yes, it is. What
and
is it? Something like 85, 88 degrees yesterday, I think
yeah.
the lifeguards were saying.
I've heard bathtub water thrown around
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yes.
And peak hurricane season is quickly approaching, as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in August, mid-August, and goes through September.
We tend to see the storms here in
yes.
the Gulf. For those that have just moved here or visiting, we typically, and a knock on wood, we've had some at this time of year, but typically our season, bigger storms seem to come in September, October.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So it's about to start, you know, kind of ramping up. So we thought this would be a good opportunity before that peak hurricane season hits for us to just kind of give people some tips. We're going to be raffling off some prizes, hopefully.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we'll have a lot of experts there. It's a really good opportunity to just learn about what possibilities are coming
mm-hmm.
For the next couple of months and to how to be prepared for it.
Well, so. I was watching something recently and it's the truth. We have I have a little like place in my garage, you know, where I have all the stuff, and now it's been sitting there for a couple of years
because yep.
thank God we haven't had anything. So now it's time to dig that stuff out, mm-hmm. dust it off, check your batteries, make sure that you've got the radio working,
yeah.
transistor radio in
yes,
case your Wi-Fi
yeah.
is down and your phones go down, having those extra chargers that you don't need electricity, all those things.
Yeah.
It's now's the time. So when is this and where is it?
It's going to be on Tuesday, July 21st at 6 p.m. at the Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Center. That's 4499 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Okay.
You'll pass right by the animal shelter, which
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll talk about later. They have some fun stuff coming up, so if you
no
need
good.
A furry pet, mm-hmm. we'll also tell you how to protect your pet. So maybe swing by the shelter, pick up a pet, and then come learn how to, how to protect them.
There you go. That works for me. I like the way you think, Brittany. We will be back with our friends from Santa Rosa County giving you an update on everything that's happening there. If you have a question for them, now's the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Pep Talk with our expert panel from Santa Rosa County. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are from Santa Rosa County, and we were just touching on the last break about hurricane season and hurricane preparedness. Brittany, tell us a little bit more about how we can stay safe as we get into the season.
So I think a big part of being prepared is understanding your risk. As we know, we get hurricanes here. And then we're surrounded by water. We have
yes.
rivers, we have beaches. So knowing your flood zone is really, really important. In Santa Rosa County, you can find your flood zone on our website at santarosa.fl.gov/floodzone. And then you just type in your address and it'll kind of tell you more about your flood zone so you can be prepared. It's important to know that to understand if we get crazy amounts of rainfall,
mm-hmm.
you might need to go somewhere. You might
right.
go visit a friend or whatever. And that kind of leads into knowing your evacuation zone and
yes.
and how and when to evacuate. So you can also find your evacuation zone on our website. It's going to be santarosa.fl.gov/knowyourzone. We will announce any kind of recommended evacuations from the emergency management team. However, when you are considering evacuating, whether you are evacuating before the storm or like if you're closer to the storm and, you know, you get evacuation orders, we want you to remember that you should evacuate tens of miles, not necessarily hundreds of miles. So if you have a friend who lives in a sturdy shelter, maybe they live in the north end of the county, or maybe they live just over the Alabama line. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to go to Ohio to right. escape
you don't
a
have to
hurricane.
Go to Canada.
Yeah, we just want you to get kind of just out of the path. You're still going to feel the impacts in the north end of the county. Mm-hmm. However, they're not going to be as severe as right off the water.
Sure, of course. And you just have to pay attention with flood zones, too, because you have Blackwater River. You
right.
have some of the things that would be affected by storm surge and excessive rain.
Yes.
So that's one of the things folks have to be careful about. And I think paying attention, we get kind of blasé around here. You know, unless it's a Category 5, I'm not evacuating.
Yeah.
Well, let
the
me tell you.
The Waffle House
yes.
indicator.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? Be better safe than sorry, and pay attention to those warnings, because we do have great news teams here with WEAR. Our stations here will be on full-time 24/7 if we are in a warning, because we have the tropical watch. You have a tropical warning. That's your time to kind of say, okay, well, let me just get ready just in case, because you know you're going to get a lot of rain. We had that rain, I think it was in 2014,
yes.
where we got,
yeah.
what was that, 20 inches overnight
it
or something crazy?
It was a lot. We had some crazy flooding in San Francisco.
I had flooding in Gulf Breeze, which I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't even near the water, and we had flooding. So just pay attention, because we have great news teams here. And you guys do it. Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations does a great job of keeping people informed. So, you know, pay attention to that, like you said. And then what would you say when you're getting ready to evacuate? What would, kind of a timeline would you, what would you, what would advice would you give to a family or friend when it comes down to making that decision?
I would say sooner rather than later. You don't necessarily have to wait for an evacuation order. If you don't feel comfortable in your home, especially if you're in a mobile home, you should always evacuate
oh, yeah.
if you're in a mobile home. But if you don't feel comfortable in your home, you should evacuate sooner rather than later, because the later you wait, the more likely you might get stuck on the road. That
mm-hmm.
happened to my family and I back in Opal. I'm telling
oh,
my age
yes.
right now.
No, that's okay. I remember
yeah.
Opal.
We tried to evacuate at the last minute. We got stuck on the highway and had to turn around, and we all ended up going to my grandmother's house.
Oh gosh.
And staying there, because we couldn't even get back home because of all the traffic. So yeah, just sooner rather than later.
If it makes you feel any better, I got stuck on I-65 evacuating for Ivan.
Oh wow. Oh,
and they had opened all of it, so everything
wow.
was going north.
Yeah.
And that was pretty wild. So.
Yeah, we stayed for Ivan, which was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, not a good
Ivan
idea.
Was scary,
no.
for
yeah,
sure.
and Ivan was scary too.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just have to be smart about it and listen to the newscast. But really, your county officials and the people. I know the people at Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations, also at Escambia County, having worked in both of those places. These folks know what they're doing, so heed their advice. Don't be silly. Hurricane parties are a myth. Have the party after you come
that's
back.
That's right.
Yeah, use all your meat in your freezer that, you know, you don't have power for.
Oh, that's smart.
Do
yeah.
a little block party with your freezer meat. That's what we did. And
oh,
I
that
mean,
is
it was
a good idea.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, the other thing to remember, too, is check your generators. Make sure that you've got the backup battery power. One of the things I always like to mention, if you have a family member that needs prescriptions, mm-hmm. you can
yes.
get those ahead of time. You can get a special order. And pets, pets, pets. Take
yes.
your pets with you,
don't
please.
Don't forget about your pets.
Please,
yeah.
please, please.
And it's 1 week ready now. It used to be the first 72 is on you, but now we ask you to be 1 week ready
oh,
for you
and
your
pets. Oh, they have changed that.
Good,
good. That seemed a little too close for my comfort.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Definitely
so.
Be 1 week ready with your food, water, cat food, dog food, prescriptions, everything.
Is there anywhere, do you have any kind of emergency guide, or is there anybody that
yes.
can go? To
yeah.
get the information?
SantaRosa.fl.gov/emergency. It's all on the website.
Okay, terrific. So you can get all the information there. All right, we were talking with Sarah, Brittany, and Sophie, who are here with Santa Rosa County, giving us an update on what's happening. What else is on your list today?
So I did want to touch just one more thing on weather-wise. We do have an emergency management Facebook page, and I've noticed a lot of comments recently with people saying, oh, too little, too late, because they
oh.
saw the post like 8 hours later.
Uh-huh.
And we want to remind people that we should not be your first and only source of weather information. We love to put these alerts out for the community, but you should really have a NOAA weather radio. That should be your first line of defense, because if internet goes down, typically radio is still online, and that's why we rely so much on you guys during hurricane season too, because you are on air 24/7.
Right, right. And we do, I mean, we are here.
And also there's these lovely weather apps that are free to download on your smartphone. Don't rely just on us. I would love for you to rely on us at least some of the time, but we shouldn't be your only source of weather information.
And I'm asking, I don't know, do you have an alert email or texting system with the county that someone could sign up for?
Yes, it's Alert Santa Rosa. So it's alertsantarosa.com, and you can put in multiple addresses, your home, your work, your kids' work, anything you want to keep an eye on. And then you can choose which warnings you want to get alerted for. Some people choose to get alerted for severe thunderstorm warnings, but I'm going to tell you, if you do that, you're going to get alerts like all the time.
Every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
But you know, it's not a bad idea if you're living somewhere that's prone to that. You want to know. So I think that's great. So give that again, because that's a great resource.
Yeah, alertsantarosa.com.
Okay, alertsantarosa.com. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County here on Pep Talk. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking all things Santa Rosa County this morning. We've been touching on how to stay prepared for hurricane season, also about the big movie night coming up on Friday. So what are they're going to come back and spend the next half hour with us, because we have so much to talk about.
We do. There are so many things going on in Santa Rosa County. We've got a new app. We've got the Legacy Lands, the Ag Legacy Lands Protection Program that just launched July 1st. We've got a Community Cat Day.
Wow.
So much stuff to go over in the next half hour.
Okay.
So I hope people will stick around and listen in.
Okay, and if they're on their way to work and they're not going to be able to stick around, where can you find out information about what's happening in the county?
You can always find information on our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov. You'll find a news flash section on the very first homepage of the website. That's where all our news releases go, where we announce events. And then we also have the county calendar. That's where you can find upcoming meetings, upcoming commission meetings, zoning board meetings, if you want to be more involved in your community. So the website is really your best resource. We're also on Facebook as the Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, the Animal Shelter, and Emergency Management, the Economic Development Office, the Libraries, Veteran Services. So
we've had
very
a lot.
Active. Yes.
And we've had a lot of those different groups on our show for this update. We do this every month, which I love having them here. This Friday, we're going to have Randy Lambert, is coming in, or someone will be coming in from the Animal Shelter, Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, which is right next door to the Emergency Operations Center.
Yes, Randy's very excited to come talk to you guys about all the cute cats and kittens, and we've got a lot of puppies right now that need adopting.
Okay.
And we've also participating in the Empty the Shelters program again with Bissell.
I heard about that. I saw that online. Is that happening now?
It is happening right now.
Okay, so in this hot weather, it's a good time to adopt. The kids are home, so they can you can train them while you're training the dog.
Adoption fees are only $10, and again, swing by, grab a puppy, and then come to the Tropical Town Hall.
Okay. So the Tropical Town Hall, again, just to recap, is?
That's going to be July 21st, Tuesday, July 21st at the EOC in Milton at 6 p.m.
Okay, at 6 o'clock. And that's going to be all about hurricane preparedness and just getting ready, and some tools and opportunities to help you get your family and home ready.
Yeah.
And it is interesting with Santa Rosa County. I was talking to them at the break. It's very unique. Your job is very unique because you have the north end and the south end of the county and this big bridge in between.
Yes.
So it's got to be interesting in terms of marketing and getting the word out.
Yeah, it's two very different communities, but we love all of them, and we appreciate everyone, and there's always lots of stuff happening in the South End, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Our visitor center is constantly putting out events that are happening in the South End and in the North End.
Now, Gulf Breeze is part of Santa Rosa County, correct?
Well, the city of Gulf Breeze is a municipality. They're separate from us, but there is, like, a small portion outside of them that is ours.
Well, it gets confusing because Pensacola Beach is on Santa Rosa Island.
That's right.
And then you have Santa Rosa County. And Santa Rosa Shore. We'll clear it all up for you after the break. Brittany is here, Sarah is here, Sophie is here. They're going to stay with us for the next half hour. If you've got any questions about Santa Rosa County, please send them on in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break now for the news to find out what's happening locally, and then we'll be back on Pep Talk with Santa Rosa County. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yes, it is. It's summertime. If you're wondering who is that, that's the Jamies. You know the Jamies. I'm not even sure what year that song is from, but I remember it. And I put it up because we have our friends in the studio for the next half hour from Santa Rosa County doing so much to make our summertime fun. So Brittany is here. Sarah Whitfield is here. Sophie, their intern, is here. Welcome, guys. And Sarah, tell me what's happening with Santa Rosa County in the summertime.
All right, so summertime is just a time for new things, apparently. So we decided to launch an app during the summertime.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called My Santa Rosa FL, like Florida. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way for you to stay connected with the county. And it also has something called C-Click Fix in it, where you can report issues straight to the county. You can report things like potholes, if you notice like graffiti on some of our playgrounds, mm-hmm. or broken equipment. If you notice a sign that's been damaged or removed or just needs to be cleaned, you can take a picture straight from your smartphone, send it in, and we'll get a work ticket started for it. So it just makes it a little easier for residents to stay connected and just another avenue for us to get information out to everyone.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how do I get the app?
So you can find it in your Play Store for Google or the Apple App Store, and it's just search for My Santa Rosa FL. And if you don't want to do that, if you'd rather use a website, which we know some people are just totally against apps, you can go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov/citizen request. And then there is an online platform to do the same exact thing, to submit requests to the county.
So that's great if we do have some bad weather and you see a tree down or you see something, a telephone pole down, something like that, you can report it there.
Now, we would say if you see a telephone pole down, mm-hmm. or even a tree down on the road, that would be, I would think, more of an emergency type situation.
That's true.
So you can either call 911 if the line is still active, definitely call 911 so we can get the appropriate people out there. Mm-hmm. But if you think it's an emergency, but maybe not a 911 emergency, you can call our non-emergency line, which I believe is 850-983-5372.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had that too. That's great. Okay. And what's that number again? This is the non-emergency line.
Non-emergency is 850-983-5372.
Now, is there a fee for the app?
No, it is completely free. Everything's free on the app. And it's just there as another tool for our residents to stay connected and to also submit reports to us.
Okay. And when you put that address in there, be sure to put the FL in there. You might get the app for Santa Rosa in California.
That's true. I mean, we do get some of their citizens calling us.
That's what she was saying at the break, that you get people from California calling about the wildfires.
We do. Yes.
That is wild. I think that's hilarious. Okay. What else have you got for us, Sarah?
So I'm going to let Brittany take this one. We just launched an Ag Legacy Lands Protection Program.
Oh, okay. An Ag is in agriculture.
Agriculture,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an incredibly important industry in our county. We really value our farmers in the North End. I have spent a lot of time with a local celebrity, Ryan Jenkins. You may have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a local
yes.
farmer. He always talks about how great the soil is and how great the produce is that comes out of Santa Rosa County. So this is just the board's effort to try to protect those spaces and to build a legacy for some of those families who want to pass that down over time. So the program opened on July 1st and is open until July 31st. It's aimed at preserving land and culture for some of our county's most precious land, which is farming.
Now, what's the name of the program again?
It's called Ag Legacy Lands Protection Program.
Ag Legacy Lands Protection Program.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do I find that?
So you can find more information on our website at santarosa.fl.gov/AgLegacyLands. I don't know if you're seeing a theme with our with our web pages, but
once you get that first half down, you're good to go. Just add whatever section you're looking for.
Just put in words of what you're looking for. Yeah. So again, that's santarosa.fl.gov/AgLegacyLands. We have a great video on there with Trent Matthews talking about the program and how important it can be and helpful it can be to preserve those spaces.
And so what does the program consist of?
So it's a voluntary participation for landowners. They retain rights and ownership and management of the land, but essentially it puts the land in conservation so that it can't be encroached on.
Wow. Oh, that's very important.
As we know, we're all growing a lot here in Santa Rosa County. There's
lots of development
happening. So this is just our way of kind of protecting those areas, that land, and keeping them as agricultural land.
And if it, and can anyone participate? You don't have, do you have to be a farmer, or can anyone participate?
I would recommend you go to the website to learn about that. I don't know the super specifics about it. But I do know that you do need to have some agricultural land.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know if there's a minimum or a maximum or anything like that. But we do have the program document on there, so you can read more about that. We have some contact information.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, sounds like a great idea, and that's going to be going through the end of this month.
Yes, you can apply through the end of this month. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I believe Commissioner Rowell mentioned in yesterday's meeting that they've had applications for as little as like 20 acres of land and upwards of like, I think it was maybe 400 acres.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, it does have to be zoned ag.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily has to be active farming land.
Gotcha.
Just trying to conserve more of those larger parcels and not stop all building, but just kind of preserve that land.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Very proactive.
Yeah.
All right, what else have we got? I know you got a list over there.
Yes. So tomorrow is our next community cat day. That's where we are spaying and neutering community cats, which are unowned, free roaming cats that the community is taking care of. And you can bring them by. We are going to start taking the cats at 8 a.m., but we do suggest you get there before that.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Animal Shelter, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, not Pensacola.
Right.
If you go to Pensacola, you're going to be very disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the first 50 cats to come in, three per resident, and that's three per resident each time. So not just three per resident and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking care of 16 community cats that all need to be spayed and neutered, you can bring three at a time to
us. Okay. And one of the tips I can give you is the idea of the tipped ear, correct?
Yes.
That's how you can recognize if you do have a cat in your neighborhood that's not domesticated, check those ears, because if it's clipped, right, that means
they
have been spayed or neutered.
Yes.
But if they haven't been, then that's the sign.
Yeah, and you need to bring them in a cat trap, not a carrier. If you bring it in a carrier, we're probably going to turn you away because that's just not safe for the cat or our staff, because it's easier to help get them sedated if they're in that cage, not the carrier.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you provide those at all? Do you have those available?
We do. People can rent them from us for a $65 deposit, cash or check only, and then when you return the trap to us the following Saturday, you will get that $65 back.
Oh, so it's free, basically.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You gotta give us money in case you don't bring it back.
Correct.
But if you bring it back, we give you your money back.
Sounds perfect. Okay, so what are the hours and times again? And just recap again what this is. It's Community Cat Day tomorrow for Santa Rosa County.
Yes, and this is not the only day we're doing it. We're doing it on July 16th and July 30th as well. Those are all Thursdays. And the Mondays before that, that's when you can start picking up a trap if you need to rent one from us. On Thursday, July 9th, which is tomorrow at 8 a.m., we are going to start taking the cats into the shelter. We encourage you to be there before that. And then on Friday, July 10th, between 9 and 10, that's when you'll come and pick up your community cat to bring them back to your area. And we need the trap back to us by Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. So we can get all this information on the website.
On the website, santarosa.fl.gov or santarosa.fl.gov/animals. Or on the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Facebook page.
All right. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County this morning. If you've got a question for them, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We have even more to tell you about. It's a busy, busy summer in Santa Rosa County. So we'll be back with our guests on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My experts this morning are from Santa Rosa County, covering a broad range of topics and things to do this summer and ways to get ready for hurricane season. So many different things. So we got a big list here. What else did you like to talk about this morning?
Well, since it is summer, our libraries offer a ton of awesome summer programs. So be sure to check out their Facebook page.
First question, are they air conditioned?
They are air conditioned, yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm in.
They're usually indoors. They do have some movie screenings that they do that I believe are indoors. And I also want to highlight that our library just turned 20 years old.
So no kidding.
Our library's a Gen Zer, which is very, very cool.
Okay.
So they've been celebrating their 20th anniversary all year. They are offering punch cards at each of the library locations. You can get punches, and then at their big celebration for their like actual birthday in October, they'll be kind of raffling off prizes.
Oh, how fun!
With those punch cards. So be sure to check out your library, get punches.
And where then, are they located, the locations of the library?
Well, we have lots of libraries. We have one in we have one in Navarre. Mm-hmm. We have one in Gulf Breeze. We have a Pace Library, a Milton Library, and a Jay Library.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yes.
And you can find all of their locations on our website, naturally, at santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, libraries.
Okay,
libraries,
and that's where you can find out about the movies and some of the
yes,
other...
Yes, they have a full list of all of their events they got going on. And I did kind of want to plug that we send out a lot of information via email. So if you're interested in specific topics, you can sign up to get emails from our libraries. They send out a monthly kind of calendar schedule of the events that they're doing. They have a lot of really cool programs, especially for kids to keep them entertained during the day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can sign up... obviously on our website at santarosa.fl.gov/subscribe.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
So definitely sign up for those.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I didn't realize you had that many libraries. Okay,
yes,
that's fantastic.
Quite a few. And also I wanted to mention our library just launched a new summer lunch program for youth.
Oh.
This program is sponsored by Feeding the Gulf Coast, and it runs from June 29th through August 7th at the Milton and Pace Libraries. They'll have lunch and a movie, and it's for the youth under 18 and then disabled individuals 19 years of age or older.
Okay, so could some seniors come, too, if they were disabled?
You'll have to contact the library about the specifics of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be providing lunch, and you get to watch a movie at the same time. So the Milton Library, they will have theirs on Tuesdays from 12 to 1. The Pace Library has theirs on Mondays from 12 to 1. And then the J Library has a grab-and-go situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be on Tuesdays from 2 to 4.
Excellent. Okay, this sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great program. All right, what else you got? I know I can see the list over there. It's a long list of good stuff.
We have
stuff
many pages.
I see that. It's amazing.
So many great events. So something that is going to happen in Navarre Park on Saturday, July 18th is something called Christmas in July Movie Night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That
so, you
sounds
know,
like fun.
We've been having movies in Benny Russell Park and Tiger Point Park, and now there's going to be a movie night in Navarre Park. So we're coming to you, Navarre. We're getting there.
Okay.
Yeah, but on July 18th at 8 p.m., they are going to be sharing a little Christmas magic in the middle of summer, and they're going to be showing The Grinch from 2018.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they'll have free popcorn, a special guest appearance.
Oh.
Could be Santa, could be the Grinch, could be me. I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
I hope it's Sarah.
Yeah, me too.
It probably won't be
with
me.
With a Santa hat on.
Yeah.
And jingle bells.
And everyone will be like, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Claus.
That's right. I'm the one
I'm
that
an
tells
elf.
You about all the events.
I'm in the elf.
Yeah, I'm just Santa's little elf.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. There's going to be free popcorn, and it'll just be a fun evening under the stars with the whole family.
What a cute idea.
A lot of fun, family-friendly events going on. And speaking of family events, we have Furry Friend Friday happening at the Milton Library on July 10th. That's coming up very soon.
Okay.
From 2 to 3.
Define furry friend.
This is when Animal Services brings an animal to the library.
Oh.
Usually a dog. It's probably a little harder to bring a cat. They're a little crazier about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll bring a dog and they'll read a story and let the kids interact with the animal. So it's just a good way to showcase some of the animals available for adoption at our animal shelter and let kids interact with a furry friend for the day.
How cute is that? So when is that?
Milton Library, it's going to be July 10th from 2 to 3. They're on Alabama Street in Milton.
So that's this week?
That's
this Friday?
This week. And then in a couple of weeks on July 24th from 2 to 3 p.m., they'll be at the Navarre Library, which is on James M. Harvell Road.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun for the kids.
Yeah, and not only just petting the dog and seeing how cute it is, but the animal shelter staff are going to help them with tips about pet safety and discover the many ways that the animal shelter cares for animals, just more education. So it's not just for the kids, it's for the parents too.
Oh yeah, well I love animals, so I might have to stop by.
Yeah, come on, it's free, it's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I just pulled out from the Gulf Breeze Library that I thought was really neat. On July 31st from 3 to 4 p.m., they're going to have Harry Potter trivia and tea.
Oh.
And it's part of their 20 Years of Stories anniversary program.
Uh-huh.
So it's a Harry Potter birthday celebration. So come out from 3 to 4 p.m. July 31st at the Gulf Breeze Library for Harry Potter trivia.
How fun. Okay.
Yeah, and they are encouraging you to dress up as your favorite character, because there will also be popcorn and serving a variety of British teas to celebrate.
How cute is that? I love that. That's
all the
awesome.
Millennials can be like, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh, yeah.
there you
go.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Okay. I love it. All right. We're talking with our experts here on the expert panel from Santa Rosa County. So much happening in the county. So, again, that website where folks can go for information is?
SantaRosa.fl.gov.
All right. We're going to come back and fill you in on a couple more things that are happening. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I have enjoyed so much having my friends here from Santa Rosa County giving us an update. You guys are busy. You are doing a lot this summer. It's very impressive. So thank you so much for coming in on a busy day, sticking around a little extra time with us to fill us in. So, Sarah, let's do a quick recap of a little bit of what we talked about this morning.
Yeah, so as a reminder, we have Movie in the Parks going on all summer. It runs through September 11th. It's the second and fourth Friday of the month. This Friday, we're going to be at Benny Russell Park showing Inside Out. So come out and enjoy some food trucks and a movie under the stars in one of our local parks. On July 21st at 6 p.m., we have the Tropical Town Hall at Santa Rosa County Emergency Management, 4499 Pine Forest Road in Milton. And this is just a free community workshop. You can come hear about the latest tropic update. You can maybe win some door prizes like a NOAA weather radio, which should be your first source for weather information. And then also we've launched a new app, My Santa Rosa FL. That's how you can find it in the App Store. This is a great way to keep up with county information, as well as report issues that you may see around town, like potholes or damaged playground equipment or a missing sign. We also have the Ag Legacy Lands Protection Program that launched July 1st. You can find more information about that at santarosa.fl.gov/agLegacyLands. That's for land that is zoned agriculture. It's a great way to join a conservation program to not stop overdevelopment, but help slow it down. And then tomorrow we have our Community Cat Day. We're having it tomorrow. And then again on July 16th and 30th, that's at Animal Services, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. This is for unowned community cats that need to be spayed or neutered. If your cat has an ear tip that you're caring for in the community, that means someone's already trapped it and gotten it spayed and neutered. So please only bring us unaltered cats. And they have to be in a cat trap, not a carrier, for the safety of the cats and our staff. And then, you know, more and more going on. The library summer lunch program is happening at the Milton and Pace Libraries. Milton Library, it's on Tuesdays from 12 to 1. Pace Library, Mondays, 12 to 1. And at Jay Library, there's actually a grab and go. And this is for students 18 years of age and younger in the school system, and for disabled individuals 19 years of age and older who participate in a public or private nonprofit program during the school year. And it's a way to receive free meals. This is sponsored by Feeding the Gulf Coast. It's our first time participating in this, and we hope to expand it to more libraries in the future. And then we have Christmas in July at Navarre Park, Furry Friend Fridays, and Harry Potter Trivia.
Where can we go to find out about all this?
SantaRosa.fl.gov.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, Brittany, and our intern, Sophie. You did good, girl. Thank you for being here today, giving us all the information about Santa Rosa County. And thanks for the great job that you do throughout the year. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember today, as you go about your day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always take the time to love now. Have a great day.